Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Welcome to a song and a Bible reading. On a little earlier than usual this morning, we got a busy day. By the looks of it, we got the cattle barbers coming again, and it'll be a full day of cutting. It did rain last night, and it's kind of drizzling out a fine mist, so whether they'll like that or not. I know when I get my hair cut, sometimes they'll spray it, so I don't know, maybe it's better. But at any rate, thanks for joining with me today and every other day that you do. I pray that you'll continue to be blessed by the word of the Lord and a simple song that comes to mind. The song that came to mind today, well, actually it was yesterday. I was working out in the field harrowing, and the words to the song that we've put out recently or previously is "Take up thy cross and follow me." And the one line in the last verse just really struck me. And it says, "Where God himself will wipe away all tears." And I just could not get enough of that. The thought that one day just God himself will reach down and just wipe away that tear. And so until then, just keep on keeping on. Just hang in there. It is all for good and for his glory. Whatever it is you're doing, if it's your good times or bad times, just lay it all out for him. And he encourages us while we're here, take up your cross and follow him. Because if we save our life, he says we'll lose it. But if we will lose our life for his sake, we will find it. We'll gain it. And Paul talked in the scriptures, I shouldn't be taking so long, but Paul talked in the scriptures about him dying daily. And he's talking about dying to that natural man, that Adamic nature. And we need to do that every day. When the Adam in me wants to lash out, the Christ in me wants to love. And there's that struggle. And so we need to die to that old nature, because we are not that anymore. We're a brand new creation made in the image of God. So praise the Lord. Take up thy cross and follow me. I hear the blessed Savior call. How can I make a lesser sacrifice when Jesus gave it all? Take up thy cross and follow me. I hear the blessed Savior call. How can I make a lesser sacrifice when Jesus gave it all? You know, you think about him in the Garden of Gethsemane. I don't know if you've pictured it. Or that day. He had quite an issue to deal with. You know, he had it within his power to call for legions of angels to come and rescue him. He had it within his power just to refuse. And so he talked to his heavenly Father and he said, "If there's any way, if there's a different way, Lord, let's do that." But he says, "Not my will, but thine be done." And that's the same conversation that we have many times a day with the Lord. "Lord, if there's any other way to do this, this is going to hurt my pride." what I should say or what I should do. But not my will, but thine be done. Oh, Heavenly Father, help us to have the mind of Christ. Help us, Lord, to learn more of you and draw closer to you. Help us, Lord, to see more with your eyes and to see what you're doing in our lives and in the world, in the church. Lord, just help us to follow along with you, not fight with you, but Lord, submit to you in all our ways. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the time that we can spend with you. And just may each one who's listening and watching today be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, I should that song, Take Up Thy Cross and Follow Me, it is on our new gospel album. And you, if you're on Facebook or YouTube, you've seen the pictures of it, and we'd love for you to check it out. We'll be putting out more ads and leaving more links for you to get that album. We'd love for you to have it with that leatherette case on it. And if you're a VIP member, you get $5 off shipping. All right, so we were in Luke 20, and we're taking off now from verse 27. Then came to him certain of the Sadducees, which deny that there is any resurrection. And they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, If any man's brother die, having a wife, and he die without children, that his brother should take up his wife, and raise up seed unto his brother. There were therefore seven brethren, and the first took a wife, and died without children. And the second took her to wife, and he died childless. And the third took her, and in like manner the seven also, and they left no children, and died. Last of all the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of them is she? For seven had her to wife. You know, isn't it something how those who are unbelieving and critical just love to ask questions? Just love to ask questions. And then Jesus answering said unto them, The children of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die any more, for they are equal unto the angels, and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush, when he calleth the Lord the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he is God, not of the dead, but of the living, for all live unto him. Then certain of the scribes answering said, Master, thou hast well said. And after that they durst not ask him any question at all. And he said unto them, How say they that Christ is David's son? Jesus turned to ask the question. And David himself saith in the book of Psalms, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool. David therefore calleth him Lord. How is he then his son? Then in the audience of all the people he said unto his disciples, Beware of the scribes which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets and the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses and for a show make long prayers, the same shall receive greater damnation. There you have it. Well, thank you so much. I got to get going. And I pray that you have a wonderful and a blessed day. And remember, take up thy cross and follow him today in everything that you do. And Lord, please forgive us where we failed you in that. But he's going to lead us. He promised he would. So thank you so much for joining me today. Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow morning. But good chance, as usual, we'll have a live stream tonight. So I hope you can join us for that too. And hey, pick up the new gospel album, please.